back. Faded, got me calling you all through the night. Oh no. Ooh, so baby, let's get fucked up. Cut your phone off. I swear I'm doing you right. Put it on me, baby. Oh, 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 oh. One question, girl, are you mine now? Mine now.
Welcome to another episode of Sick of Being Lonely. Are you sick of being lonely? If so, please visit sickofbeinglonely.com because we can help. Today's topic is about the value of a relationship. From a male perspective, relationship value. See, guys, you have to understand that a relationship is an investment. It's an investment of your time. It's an investment of your energy. It's an investment of your finances. It's an investment of your resources. It is a mental investment as well as a physical investment. So when dealing with a woman that piques or sparks your interest, you may want to see how she fares in terms of investment return. Are you getting a good ROI, or would you get a good ROI on your investment? It's something to really, really consider. Because you may have children with this woman. You may buy property with this woman. You may relocate with this woman. And unfortunately, guys, the reality is, just to find out if she is of the elk or the quality of woman that you would even consider doing this with, you would have to make an investment. Look at it like the stock market. There are high-yielding performing stocks and low-introductory penny stocks. This is the part of the game where you'd have to pick up a few penny stocks to see if they start to yield any returns. You understand what I'm saying? You may have to go out once, maybe twice, which will cost you time, money, energy, and resources. You have to engage in a verbal dialogue, an emotional dialogue, to see if there's any chemistry, any spark, any attraction there. So step one is even identifying how you feel, how you initially feel about this person. And step one costs time, money, energy, and resources. Now, to get all the way to step two, if you do like what you see at step one, it will also cost you time, money, energy, and resources. Let's say you guys move in together just to see if you can cohabitate. Now you're not just feeding yourself anymore. She's hungry too. You may have been good just streaming apps on your smart TV. But she traditionally likes cable. So you get cable. Her car may not be working one day or be giving issues, but she has to go to work. Your car is working fine. Tell you what, why don't you give me your car so I can go to work on time and not have any inconvenience in my day? And you take my car to the mechanic, drop it off. It's not, you know, close to your job. And then you figure out how you're going to get to work and then back to either the car, in which you'd have to pay for the repairs, and then home. Oh, and my car has no gas, she tells you, as she's driving off in your car. So make sure that you put some gas in her car because she forgot to do it. Quote unquote. This is how you woke up. So now your day is filled with a pseudo emergency situation. Well, not really to you, because you could probably do this with your eyes closed, but it's an inconvenience. And let's say you do this in record time. You broke the world record for resolving her issue. The world record. You filled her tank with gas. You got it repaired. You found some other issues with it while you were getting repaired, and you got those repaired too. So it would not happen again, at least not in the near future. You got the car washed because it was dirty as hell. And you got it vacuumed because it was just crazy in there. Trash, stuff everywhere. They cleaned it up. You made it like clean, like habitable, like a regular vehicle. And then you returned it to her. One thing she may say is, I like your car. Not thank you. You really helped me out, any of those things. She may go on about why she likes your car, how people treated her when she was driving your vehicle, and she liked that new attention and validation. And then you give her the news that you did all these things for her vehicle. And she may not be as cherry. She'll say, thank you. But keep in mind, she's just returning to her vehicle. And you just basically serviced her vehicle. So guess who's going to be servicing that vehicle from now on? You are. Because the alternative to the car not working is just her using your upgraded vehicle. There's no penalty there. See how that works? But let's say she doesn't do any of that. She's not that kind of gal. And when you live with a woman, you're expected to both do certain things for each other. I mean, that's the point of cohabitation. So don't get too out of shape with stuff like that. But when you start seeing patterns, that's when you want to address it. Let's say she makes it past that step. Step two. She made it past step two. Now, from step one to step two, you've already spent not a crazy amount of resources and invested an obscene amount of energy, but you're getting up there. Now, during your cohabitation, she may be with child. She may become pregnant. Now you need a larger space. So the bills, all the bills that you're used to paying now would increase because you need a larger space. And she's going to, at some point, take time off of work. She's not going to be able to work. So you need to compensate for the income that she would not normally be contributing to the household. So in other words, you need to step your game up, right? No problem. You're a man. You may be looking forward to it. Like, I could do this. I got this. You activate your extra earning powers and bam, you're earning extra income. Now, she decides at some point that she wants to go back to work. It's boring just being in the house, and she's gotten used to the mother role, so quote unquote, and the maternal DNA is balancing itself out. And she wants to show everybody at her job pictures of the baby to get, you know, baby validation points. It's natural. She's happy. She just had a baby. She just brought life into the world. She wants to share that with her coworkers because they've done it with her, and it's a woman thing. You say, no problem. Okay, great. Well, childcare for an infant, unless you have a family member or someone that's going to do it, or a trusted loved one that's going to watch this infant, you'll have to pay for that childcare, which, surprise, is almost or is the same price of your mortgage. Huh? Didn't see that coming, did you? Oh, and you still got to pay her car note. Well, maybe she could pay it with the money she's getting, but she's going to need a new car. Remember, she didn't like that vehicle, and two, you have a child now. So she's going to encourage you to make purchase after purchase. And as the family unit grows, there'll be more purchases. Step three is marriage. Now, up to this point, step one to step two, you have invested a great amount of resources, but now you're almost to step three, and considering step three, you have literally contributed a whole year's salary, maybe 2 years' salary worth of resources to this relationship, in the building of it, in the maintenance of it, so on and so forth, while trying to maintain yourself. So if you're into step three, guess what? You would need to be making more money. Yes, more money. Remember step one and step two, you had to double up. Now you got to triple up on your income, just so you can maintain while experiencing a 5-10% annual growth rate on your spending and your resources. If not, even if you have a savings, your savings will start to deplete. So between step two and step three, your main focus, if this is indeed what you are going to do, your main focus needs to be geared on generating more income, significantly more. What you're trying to do is avoid or avert the effects of not having those resources in place. Because if you do go through step three and get married, you run the risk at any time, if you fall below performance levels, relationship performance levels that have been newly established, not the ones that were okay at step one, not the ones that were acceptable at step two, the ones that you've created at step three, the home, the cars, the vacations, the trips, the stipends, the miscellaneous items, the miscellaneous costs and expenses. If you lose your job, if there's a recession, if there's any sign that you are not able to perform at the same clip, much like an athlete that was once a franchise player, the woman will activate the mindset of a team owner and or general manager and say, it may be time to move on from this person. And you have to be well aware of that, because what that ultimately means is step four, divorce, in which you could have restricted access to your children. You could have your resources depleted by more than half, but a minimum of half. And all the things that you were accruing and purchasing and gathering along the way could go to her and your children. Then you would be required to do step five if you can handle what has been done to you mentally. Step five is recovery and starting over. That's what step five is. Step five is healing, also known as recovery, and starting over. Gathering your brain. You've just been knocked out cold. You have to, maybe concussed. So you have to get your mentals right. Because if you stand up too quick after being knocked down in boxing, you may just fall again. You're discombobulated. You're disorientated. These are things that you would need to consider before getting into a serious or committed relationship scenario, because it is an investment and should be viewed as such. Okay, guys, that concludes another episode of Sick of Being Lonely. Are you sick of being lonely? If so, you can visit sickofbeinglonely.com, because we can help. And oh yeah, standard rates may apply.